Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Asia. How may I help you?
Yeah, I'm trying to see where am I calling to. I have this on my bill, and I'm just trying to see what's this. What is this?
We're a third-party call center. We provide customer support for several different online companies. Can I have your zip code, please, to help you out?
70812.
Can I have your name, please?
Bridget Hill Spurlock.
Can I have you verify your address for me, please?
7059 Maplewood Drive, Baton Rouge, Louisiana, 70812.
Okay, hold for just a moment. I'm still here, hold for just a moment. So by looking at this account, looks like you had got our Platinum Ultra smartwatch. You paid the shipping, which is $7.95, and you was enrolled into like our monthly gadgets club. We give customers.
Oh no, ma'am! Hell no! I didn't know anything about that.
We give customers like $125 gift cards that you can use online in an online gadget store. But you will be billed around $67.32 every month for being a gadget member.
Oh, no, ma'am. No, ma'am. And then they send me a dummy watch.
Okay, so how may I help you?
And I don't have no gift card. Well, first they need to refund my $67.32.
So the gift card is in the email, and unfortunately, since this is considered a valid charge, which you did online, we cannot issue you no full refund. What we can do is get your...
I didn't do anything online except did some kind of thing to order a watch that they offered. They said, you'll be this from AT&T. You have paid your bill, and I did that. But as far as sign up for some whatever you said, I didn't do that.
That's still considered a valid charge, ma'am. Everything is in the terms and conditions before putting your credit card information in. But let me cancel your account. Hold for just a moment. I'm still here. Hold for just a moment. Okay, so what we can do to help you out, you were charged $67.32. We can provide you with a 35% refund. You get back $23.56 back into your account to at least help you out.
I still don't even know what you're talking about signing up for anything because I didn't do that. I only applied for the watch.
That's correct. So that's still considered a valid charge, which you did online. So therefore, we can provide you
When I applied for the watch, it says you only pay for shipping and handling. So that's all I did. I didn't ask for anything else. So this must be some small hidden print somewhere.
It's in the terms and conditions before putting your credit card information in.
Okay, well, they already know people don't read it. That must be some small print that nobody reads. But whatever I'm saying, you said something about a $125 gift card that's in some email. I don't even know what that said because I never seen that.
Okay, so we sent the $125 gift card on the 5th when you signed up. That should be in your email. So you would have to go back and check your spam folder, junk mail, or trash.
And what would it have been under?
The Factory Direct Gadget Store.
Oh, my God. And where would I spend that at?
You would have to go to our website, the Factory Gadget Store online.
I'm looking now because I don't know anything about that.
But we can provide you with...
You said Factory Direct?
That's correct.
I'm looking.
We can provide you with a 35% refund. You get back $23.56 back into your account. Would you like for me to do that for you?
And so I'm trying to see, when did they take this? I'm looking now. They took that on the 10th of June. And so how would I know they're not going to take it out anymore?
Because your account will be canceled. Would you like the 35% refund, ma'am?
Yeah, I want the refund, and I need a confirmation that they will not be taking it out anymore.
Okay, hold for just a moment. Okay, let me know when you're ready for your confirmation number.
And I don't see any email about it. You said factory direct what?
Store. You have to check your junk mail, trash folder.
I'm looking in all of them, and I don't see factory. Okay, factory direct store card. Okay, that's what it's going to say?
That's correct,
no,
ma'am.
No, it's nothing in my email says that.
Okay, so we will send one out to you. Let me know when you're ready for the cancellation number.
Okay, I'm ready.
Okay, so your cancellation number will be 2605 414 93.
Okay.
Okay, and is there anything else I can assist you with?
And you said it canceled today.
That's correct.
And they gave me a 35% refund. Did they?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, now as far as this card I was supposed to have received, I don't see that.
We will ship another one. We will send another one to your email, ma'am.
I mean, because I never even heard of this. I do see a refund order notification. It says that we have refunded the amount of $23.56. Okay, I do see that. But that's the only thing I've received from you. Never received anything else.
We will send one to your email, ma'am.
All right, Daryl.
Okay. Thank you for calling us support, and I hope you have a great day.
Okay.